Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. This is DeMarcus speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, DeMarcus. I had ordered the Vibe watch and I wanted to return it.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get your zip code so I can pull this account up for you.
92336.
92336. And your first and last name?
Wanda Jones.
Let's see here. All right, Ms. Jones. And for security purposes, can you provide me with that shipping address?
15428 Caroline Street, Fontana, California, 92336.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see where you ordered that fitness watch. Now, this fitness watch that does help track your heart rate and your steps, okay? With this fitness watch, ma'am, you did enter a 14-day trial to receive this watch, where we only charge you shipping and handling, $5.97. Now, with that $5.97, man, we ship that watch out, give you 14 days to try it. Per those terms and conditions, if you don't call and cancel within that 14 days, we bill you the full amount for that watch. I see where you did did receive it back on the 1st of this month, and we went on ahead and tried to bill you $69.97. At the end of that 14-day trial. Now, ma'am, I see it did decline. So I would like to state to you, I can place a 50% discount on that charge that is trying to come out. That way it'll only be $29.99 for you. If you allow me to go ahead and place that 50% discount for that watch.
No, I actually received a gift for my birthday that does the same thing.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Now, let me see here. Let me place on before. Let's see about go ahead and get this return merchandise authorization number to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second. All right, ma'am. As I read here, they don't want me to get this RMA number out to you, but you can ship that watch back, okay? I will go ahead and refund this amount to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Not refund this amount to you, but cancel this account out because that $69.97 did not go.
Okay.
That $69.97 did not come out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see here. Now you do have 7 days to get that watch back to that company, okay? Now on that 7th day, if that watch is not back into that warehouse, they will still bill you the full amount for that watch, okay? So that $69.97 will still try to come up for as long as that particular watch is not, well, if that watch is not back into that back into that warehouse before that.
And so, this number that you're giving me, is that a prepaid to get it back quickly, or what do I need to do?
Oh, well, the number that I'm not going to give you a RMA number because it's stating that they don't want me to issue that particular number for this watch. So you can just go ahead and ship it back in. Also, make sure you keep that date that it was shipped. Okay, and make sure you keep track of it with that postal service. That once it is shipped, they will give you a confirmation that they have that particular merchant has received that product. Okay, so one brief moment. Let me continue getting this account canceled out for you. Okay, and yes, ma'am, and as I stated, once I'm done, I have a confirmation number for you. Just ensures you that you won't receive any more products or any more billing statements from us, so long as you get that watch back into that 7th day. All right? Now, keep in mind standard melon time and where you were at. You do have the watch address on still on that box, right?
On the package,
Yes,
that's a
ma'am.
Milpitas,
Yes, ma'am. California.
California. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah, you're in California anyway, so you should be there fairly pretty quick, huh? Yes, ma'am. So let's see here. All right, ma'am. One brief second while I place the 7-day extension on your account. Just giving you this added time to get that watch into that particular warehouse, okay? So it's just give you that added time, all right? So they won't try to continue to bill you while it's on its way to their warehouse, okay? So one brief moment while I get this taken care of for you, okay? Now, can you verify the email address for me?
JONESWJ25@AOL.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yes, ma'am. That is that email address. Now, once that package is received and that refund is issued, it will send a confirmation to that email address. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I got it on file to ensure that it will get to that correct email. So one brief moment while I continue getting this extension placed in for you. And as I stated, I will have a cancellation number for you, just ensuring that I did get this taken care of for you. All right. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am. I got all this taken care of for you, as I stated before. I went on ahead and placed that 7-day extension on that watch. Now that 7-day extension is for starts to today. So from the 13th, okay. This confirmation number, if you're ready, is a little tad bit long, but just bear with me. If you're ready, yes, ma'am, it's gonna be C as in Chris. C as in Charles, A as in Apple, D as in David, 83, B as in Bob, 2893. Yes, ma'am. There's anything else you need me to assist you with today?
No, so just attach a label going back to Vibe with that address in Milpitas
Yes, ma'am.
and a note to cancel, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Or that you've already canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Yes, ma'am.